Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall here on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston. Make sure you go to the website or the Facebook page to find out what's going on any particular time of the season, especially this one. Into the winter months and the Christmas holiday season, Eggleston has you covered with so many aspects of the season. Find out more at EgglestonServices.org. That's EgglestonServices.org, or on Facebook, search for your friends at Eggleston. Back here on this Ask the Expert show, and Mr. Harrison, we were speaking with you a little bit earlier, and glad to have you back aboard with Paul. And Paul, welcome back as well. And so much to talk about. I believe we have a number of guests on. Paul, what exactly are we going to talk about next?
Well, we're going to talk about the other Paul that we want to share, Dr. Paul Hardy and Recovery for Life. Turn it over to Harrison. Harrison has, we've developed a rapport with Dr. Hardy, so he likes to go by Dr. Paul. Harrison, you want to ask a little bit of Dr. Hardy or Dr. Paul and learn a little bit more about Recovery for Life?
Yeah, thanks, Paul. So Dr. Paul, got a couple questions for you, and then I'm going to introduce one of my employees who's just an outstanding, stellar employee for Eggleston. But first, I'd like to hear a little bit about you and Recovery for Life, and why is substance use disorder counseling so important?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on today. I don't think I've ever been referred to as the other Paul, so I like that. The first Paul's a good friend and a great guy, and so I like being the other Paul. You know, we've got still an epidemic on our hands. We've just gone through COVID as a pandemic, but before that came on, we had the epidemic of substance abuse and substance use disorders, and that has never stopped. As a matter of fact, you know, over the last 3 years, it's actually gotten worse. So there's an urgency because we have so many people who are overdosing with fentanyl and other opioids. We have so many people who are still becoming addicted to alcohol. And so the need is there. And even greater than just the need is the fact that there is not accessible and available health care for people who need that for substance use disorders. So this is a great burden and concern to us at Recovery for Life.
And Dr. Paul, you've been doing this in the Hampton Roads area for a real long time, and longer than Eggleston's relationship with WNIS of 23 years. Have you seen as the changes in trends with substance use in your time in Hampton Roads? And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, so, you know, what I've seen happen in the last 23, 24 years, you know, was just a progression from, you know, meth was pretty big back in the 80s. You know, we had this thing that was called shake and bake in the 90s, where people would make crystal meth in their bathroom sink or in their bathtub. And then students were even carrying around a certain backpack with certain elements in it where they would make crystal meth in their backpack while they were walking. That became a big fad at that time. And then we kind of moved into cocaine's been stable. Marijuana has been a stable problem. But then when fentanyl hit our neighborhood, everything changed because we were seeing the overdoses uptake just exponentially raise. And because of that, we've sought to use Narcan and promote the use of Narcan, because we've had people who have overdosed and been given Narcan, wake right up and get up and walk away as if nothing had happened. So this is a progression in the mental health field because of the fact that so many people have become dependent on it. It's fairly easy to get, fairly cheap. You know, personally, the journey for me was like many people in the seven cities. You know, back in the 70s, we were mostly, a lot of us were high, and a lot of us were partying all the time. And some of us moved on and some of us didn't. And so for me, I had a hard time stopping. And when I hit what I would call a rock bottom, or my turning point, you know, was when I said, look, I can't keep doing this. And fortunately, after 3 years, I realized that. So I immediately wanted to dedicate my life to helping people like me who were struggling with substance use and weren't getting any help for it. And so that's what we've done for these last years.
Truly a miracle. And I really appreciate your service to our community, Dr. Paul. And I'm going to introduce Mr. Irvin, another miracle in my life, and another hero of mine and a friend who works for Eggleston. So, Mr. Irvin, would you go ahead and tell us a little bit about your story?
My name is Irvin, Mr. Paul, and I done been there where you been at. I've been an addict for 50 years. My rock bottom was not too long ago. I did 5 years in the penitentiary. When I got out, I came to a place called GHR. That was a center, you know, because in the penitentiary ain't no different than the street. And the penitentiaries ain't no different than streets. You can get it in there, too. So I was an addict in there, too. So I came to JHR, and they gave me a new start. They gave me a new head of life, you know. I seen another way that I didn't have to live that way no more. God bless me, I ran into Eggleston's, people from Eggleston's, and that's how I moved on with my recovery, because she helped me out. She told me, say, you ain't got to live that life no more, you know. And today, I'm living a drug-free life, and I'm doing my job. I love it, you know, and I'm proud of the people around, and that's my story.
So, Mr. Irvin, what would you suggest to someone new in recovery? What do they need most?
I would suggest that they go to GHR, try to get around some positive people, you know, because you're going to fall down before you get up. So you got to keep on trying. And you keep on trying, somebody's going to give you some help. So stay positive.
You have to have that same grit, gratitude, and grace. So what is your favorite thing about working at Eggleston?
The people I work around, making new friends, seeing new people.
Well, really appreciate you being on the team, Mr. Irvin. You've just really been inspiring to everybody. And just when I hear your voice, I hear purpose that's been restored. So you're a real inspiration and a miracle in my life. Dr. Paul, what are your biggest concerns about substance use disorder and the Hampton Roads region, and what can we do to do more?
I think we've got to open up more centers. You know, we're trying to find ways as we speak to develop more opportunities where people can get help. You know, we have friends at different emergency rooms where then for an overdose, they automatically get Narcan. We're trying to open up more places where people can come in and get the assessments that they need and the treatment that they need. So I think our real need is to provide more opportunities for people who want help to get that help. And, you know, when I hear Mr. Irvin's story, what a great match that he found you at the right time. That's what we want. And, you know, this battle is won one person at a time. And as you help one person, that accumulates to dozens, to hundreds, and to thousands. And so when we reach that one person and we help them get the services that they need and those connections, you know, we've come to say that the opposite of addiction is connection. And Mr. Irvin proves that point so well, is that, you know, when someone on the street, when someone connects with a person who really cares and gets them into the opportunity to have new people, places, and things, is a match made in heaven. It really works.
So that's wonderful, Dr. Paul. Mr. Irvin, why don't you tell us a little bit about where you're finding those new people, places, and things at Eggleston?
Well, the people I work around, the sobriety they got, the things they show me, always something different, you know, and I like the work background, the work history.
And you like working in the laundry. I see you folding over there, and you work in one of our two industrial laundries. Tell us a little bit about some of the things you do on a daily basis in the laundry for us.
Well, I just got there 8 months, and I can do now about everything in the laundry now. I fold the clothes, I fold the sheets, I work the machines, I can iron, I can press. I do now about everything, and I do anything they ask me to do, no problem.
And what are the two most important things that you would say to somebody new in recovery that they need in order to be successful and to stay away from drugs and alcohol?
You need a friend. You need a sponsor. You need somebody that you can talk to. You know, somebody that ain't going to give you the sugar culture. You know, you need somebody real in your corner.
And how important is your job to your sobriety?
My job is very important. That's what keeps me out of trouble.
Really appreciate that. Dr. Paul, could you give us a little bit more of the history of Recovery for Life and your view on the importance of having a job and having stable housing and your experience around that?
Well, you know, we started 20-some years ago, and we had two couples in the beginning. One was a heroin addict. The other was a meth addict. And we worked with those people, and what we found was, you know, the person with the severe addiction was going to struggle for years, but the wife in these two cases also needed help. And so we decided to take a full family approach. We worked with them. Before we knew it, it grew to 20 people. You know, now we have about 100 people a week coming through our programs. This is both in treatment centers, this treatment center we have here. We have a peer recovery group on Tuesday nights for people that anybody can attend completely free, go to that for life. And it's a Christian Bible-based 12-step program that people that go there love it. So it started out with a very small, humble beginning. And now, we have three homes that we use to help people at different levels of their sobriety and different levels of their need, to where now we have over 100 people getting help on a weekly basis. And these people come in for maybe 12 to 20 sessions of group treatment. We do about 10 to 15 assessments every week. And when we're helping these people find out what their weak areas are and what it is they need to work on, and then we help them develop a plan, like we were saying with Mr. Irvin, they need a plan. And getting a job is crucial because they have to have something to do, whether someone who just got out of prison or someone who's living on the streets or someone who's just gotten into some bad decisions. They've made some bad choices, and we help them reverse those. And one of the biggest components is having a job, is doing something that builds their esteem, builds their self-worth to the point that they know they can do something and something that's meaningful to them. And when those things all come together, then they're moving forward. And that's what we're trying to do, help them to move forward in their recovery.
Outstanding, Dr. Paul. And something Mr. Irvin had mentioned a little earlier, that it was really important to have a network of good friends. And you had some folks at your gala a couple weeks ago that you've partnered with. Could you tell us a little bit about the movement that you're partnering with to have some networking for people in recovery or people that just want to stay away from a drink?
Yeah, we've got several things that we're doing right now. There's a young lady who's developed a company. It's not a nonprofit. It's a for-profit business called For Life, or Free Life, rather. And so with Free Life, what she's doing is she's developing sober parties. And she had a Halloween party, and she'll have a – now, this is done differently than what I might do it, because she gets 15, 20 people together, and they have a big horse trough, and they do a polar plunge, whatever that is. Jump into a bag of ice water. That's freezing. They call that fun. But and then they make these mocktini things that are drinks that don't have alcohol, and they do taste testing with those. And they just have a great, sober, fun time. And so I'm working with her to develop that with some of our people here. Sometimes we'll have a pizza party, a social event, ask anybody that wants to come to that. Just last night, I took several of our people with us to an interview with a church that we were talking to. And so when people have the opportunity to build new social structures and new opportunities to do things that are sober and have fun at the same time, it's great. We have a partnership with Sentara and their Sentara Foundation. They've made a contribution through a grant where we're able to disseminate the knowledge and information about Narcan and actually give Narcan out to people when they need it. We have a family that just joined us at that gala. The Kenny family lives in Suffolk, and they have a large beauty salon, and they are contributing to help families that maybe they've lost a loved one to an overdose and need help with funeral expenses, or they've had a tragic event in their lives where they need that. They just called me, and they are going to outfit a couple of our young ladies that we work with clothes for Christmas. So these partnerships, what they do is they just expand the footprint of what we do. And it helps in a lot of different ways, so that it goes way beyond us.
Outstanding, Dr. Paul. And I know how to get in touch with Christina Kumbro over at Free Life because I've been to a couple of those parties that she puts on, and they're great. But how would one get in touch with Recovery for Life before we wrap up this segment?
We would love for people, anybody that needs help, with substance use disorders and wants to get break free from those and they're ready to get help, they can call our office at Recovery for Life, and that's 757-456-0093. Recovery for Life, 757-456-0093. And our website is simply recoveryforlifespelledout.com, recoveryforlife.com. And there they can see resources. They can look at the different programs that we run and different things that we have available. And we are ready and happy to help people when they get ready and are wanting to change their lives. We've got the resources ready to do it.
No, well said. Thank you so much there, Dr. Paul, and being here for this Ask the Expert show and with Eggleston. We've got to go to a real quick break. Any parting words for this part of the show, Dr. Paul?
Yeah, we're here to help anytime, and we are just so grateful. You know, we're working with Eggleston's to try to help people get jobs, and we're sending people their direction. And it's all about these networks that we group together, and we're anybody that has something they want to do to join us, come on board.
You've got it. Stay tuned for more right here on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston. EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to, and we'll be right back.